Proclamation number 5001 of 18th of November, 1950. God speaks again and again. Oh, you fools who believe you can determine the love of your God. You blind in spirit who have not yet recognized me, who have not yet felt my presence and who therefore cannot understand that I make myself known to those who desire my word. You fools who do not know that I am the eternal word myself and therefore have to speak when I'm present to you and want to prove my presence to you. You certainly repeat what I once said when I lived on earth, yet as long as I myself am not present to you they are only dead letters which you spread and which only come alive when you perceive them as signs of my presence, because then you will hear me speak myself, who reveals myself to you through the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And God is the Word. I myself am my Word, and my Spirit is in every word which testifies of me. I speak to people in every place and at every time as soon as the human being opens his ear to me. As soon as he desires to hear me and listens for the expression of my love. And this love will never become exhausted, just as therefore my word can never cease to resound in the hearts of people who love me. Therefore, anyone who believes that I only once made myself known to the disciples, anyone who believes that I will now remain silent and will never again be in such close contact with people that they will be able to hear me, is living in a great error which is very detrimental to himself, because he will never be able to hear my voice if he does not believe that I reveal myself, that my love wants to express itself to you humans and give you a sign that I am present to you. Because I am an essential deity, I must also be able to testify to my nature and thus speak to you humans. You, too, can only recognize another being if it can express its thoughts, intentions and feelings, otherwise it will remain dead and unrecognized by you. And since I want you humans to learn to recognize me, I must speak to you. 18th of the 11th, 1950. What father who loves his children would remain silent if he knew they were in need? What father would make a vow to speak to his children only once and then remain silent forever? You humans do not know your Father in heaven if you imagine him to be a ruthless being with principles which lack all love. Just as a hen coaxes her chicks to protect them from danger, so I am always and constantly a caller and admonisher, and how else but through my word, which testifies to me myself and my love and care for you. Oh, you fools who believe that my love would diminish, that it could ever be spent. That Roman 1, the word from eternity, could once be silent because I have already spoken to you once. Consider how weak your faith is and how you measure me with earthly yardsticks, how you attach to me the weaknesses and shortcomings of an earthly person whose love is limited because he is still imperfect. My word will always resound and every person will be able to hear it who shapes himself according to my will, who prepares his heart to be a dwelling place where his Lord can take up residence. And if he is with him, if he is present to him, he will also express himself and speak words of love and wisdom to him, as I have promised. And never ever shall you doubt it, otherwise my word spoken on earth would also be invalidated, which proclaimed my spirit to you until the end of time. I will remain with you until the end of the world. My spirit will guide you into truth. And if you have a deep, living faith, you will not regard me as a distant God but as an over-good, loving Father who always wants to be and remain united with you and whom you can then also hear, who always speaks to you if you desire to hear him. Amen.